Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, right? And the only way to really get engaged, here we go again, is get involved. I keep saying it, and I say it for a reason. Because even my own local area, with parents and others that'll reach out to me for, you know, these school issues and what have you. The problem is, when you have an incident and misinformation starts flying all around the place, it takes away from our ability as elected officials to really work on fixing things. We're getting real information out. We spend more time squelching misinformation or fixing misinformation. So please, Get informed first. Before you engage, get informed. It's that simple. All right. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. You head up to my website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Look, we're having, you know, I hate doing this, but we're having information, you know, trickle out as things go on the shooting. And, you know, misinformation about the guns, misinformation about the young man, and just misinformation all the way around. And I think what we need to do is step back, pay attention. You know, somebody asked me as I was giving them some facts today, where are you getting these? I said, well, I don't know anybody who was actually there exactly when it happened. But the best way to do this is you don't listen to just CNN or MSNBC or Fox or even Newsmax for that matter. There are plenty of people that were there that have interviewed many commentators that have already written about this. You start reading all the reports, find the similarities, and those you can assume to a big point to be true. Right? At least you should be able to. You know, I love when they say anything it takes to keep our kids safe. Anything. Now, Schumer has decided to block a Senate GOP school safety bill. Right? These people want exactly what they want or nothing at all, then they're going to blame it all on you. And I'm going to say what I said the other night. Whether people want to hear it or not, the Dems, if this was so important to them, if this was such a big deal to them, the Dems have said on several occasions, I've had control on several occasions of the Congress and the presidency. Where are their bills? No, sincerely, where are the bills? Put them out there. Schumer says he's not bringing anything to the table, first of all, unless he's got 60 votes in the Senate. Why not? If you got a bill that you truly believe is worth it, that will really save the kids, put it on the table, shame the Republicans. That simple. But if you don't really have a bill and you're just saying so because you want to sound good, then people are seeing through it. They don't trust you. As well, they shouldn't. Schumer now on Wednesday, he's blocking a safety bill that Republicans have put forward. You know, figures again, takes a shooting for this stuff to be talked about. Senator Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin, he asked for the Luke and Alex School Safety Act to be passed by unanimous consent. The bill named after the Parkland, Florida shooting victims, Luke Hoyer and Alex Schachter. It would require the Department of Homeland Security to establish a federal clearinghouse on school safety best practices for use by state and local educational and law enforcement agencies. So if you trust, if Homeland Security is supposed to be the end-all, be-all for keeping us safe, why not have them put together information? Why not have them train and teach schools on how to keep their kids safe? The problem on the other side is they're afraid it might include guns. The shooting that took place yesterday, my understanding, again, I'm only getting reports from people in and around that area. When you look at that, it is that that school was one of the only schools that didn't have an armed guard. We were given misinformation. I told you, it always happens that way. What would have happened if you had an armed guard there on campus? How many kids would you have lost? Not that that one life is even okay. But how much faster could they have responded? Right? Again, it's get the feelings out of it. I know it's tough, but you can't make a good decision when you're emotionally distraught or emotionally overwhelmed. What could you have against a federal clearinghouse on school safety and best practices? I don't get that. It would also require DHS to collect clearinghouse data, analytics, user feedback on the implementation of best practices, and recommendations identified by the clearinghouse. Right? They would consistently update, evaluate, and keep working on these processes. Although, they're doing such a good job at the border, I don't know if I trust them with our kids. You know what I mean? The clearinghouse, which is already available at schoolsafety.gov, would be codified into law. That's what we want. We want to make sure that the school districts and others are forced to use it so they have the information. No excuses, I guess, is what I'm saying here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Bill, I might be the cure for Democrat dementia, but I am 100% sure that I am the cause of a lot of Democrat triggering. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you bring logic to the table, anytime at all, one of two things happen. They either get up and walk away, which I'm okay with too, or they don't know what to do with it. They freak out. They get crazy. They look like they're kind of, you know, they get possessed for the moment. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even today, this is great. You had Chuck Schumer, who discounted the a bill put on the floor by a Republican because it didn't go far enough to take away guns. He blocked a bill that he says would see more guns in schools. Now, how that works when this bill specifically had, I mean, technically had nothing to do with guns. It had everything to do with the Department of Homeland Security putting together procedures, processes, and policies for schools in one big tank of information so they could grab that and use that in their schools based on the demographics and so forth and so on. This would have allocated money not to Ukraine, but actually to where we needed it. And he wasn't interested. So, you know, I just find it amazing they can sit there and tell you how much they care about the kids, but they don't care about themselves. Now, I read this the other day. I'm going to read it again before I bring on Zoe. And I want you to hear this because I think this is exactly what I talk about when I talk about abortion. This is a friend of mine out of Michigan who posted this up on his website. And it hits a home, as far as I'm concerned, it hits a home run. He says, did you know that no form of a gun law can save mass killings? It won't even put a dent in the rise of violence. He says, I want to say that again. I want you to hear what I'm saying here. No form of gun laws can stop mass killings or even put a dent in the rise of violence. He said, I'm truly disgusted by the gun control being the first response to senseless murders, whether a mass shooting or single-person fatality. More legislation can't fix the moral depravity that has become increasingly without restraint in our global society. No government grant or program can reduce violent crimes. The problem is not a lack of adequate gun laws. The problem is a lack of the fear of the Lord. In a world society that has, by the majority, become hostile towards the very mention of the word God, needs more God, not less. Indeed, in our world society, not only America has become a cesspool for every wickedness under the sun, celebrating and advertising rebellion to God in many forms. He says, I read in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. If we really want to defeat death culture that grips our own nation, we must turn the giver of life, turn to the giver of life who has himself defeated death, Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and the life. You need to hear this. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. He is a true brother in Christ. I always appreciate his input, his viewpoint on things. Home run on that one, don't you think?
I think so, man. Yeah, yeah. Let's call it a day. Roll credits. Down for night. I'm going to go get a cup.
It is more and more and more that we look down the road of what's going on, the promiscuity that the left pushes and the right puts up with. You know, allowing these things to take place on campus with our young ones, they have no, I don't know, it hit me yesterday like a ton of bricks where I'm going, think about what we're teaching our kids. There is no male, no female. If you believe in God, there's something wrong with your head, right? There's no value to life from the minute of conception, now all the way to the minute that's coming out of the birth canal. Still has no value. You get to decide. There's no God. You're God because you get to decide what lives and dies as a female. All these things that we're teaching our children, and then we wonder why your young men who had all kinds of problems. People knew about this. I put this on the people in the community to a degree. You knew this kid was off. You knew he had problems. And yet nobody said anything. Why? Because the politically correct stuff again, where they don't want to get labeled as being a busybody and telling on somebody. They don't want to be late. You know, if that kid gets in trouble, they don't want to be the one that gets nailed for getting him in trouble. This is ridiculous. And it's all because we've blown God out of the system, isn't it?
Sure, man. We've we've replaced God with believing in God with believing in ourselves. That's what's most important. You know, we've made idols of ourselves, and we're carving out this idol of what we think that we should be, or believe in yourself and you can be anything that you want to be. I just heard Matthew McConaughey. I was talking about this earlier on in the Zoloft, with Matthew McConaughey, and I appreciate, what Matthew is saying, but he's still repeating that narrative that gets us into this trouble. He's saying you need to take a long, hard look in the mirror. And I'm like, no, you don't need to look in the mirror. You need to look in the Word of God. You need to look to Jesus, because here's the thing. who's staring back at you in the mirror is a liar and is not going to tell you the truth. We got people, just like you mentioned earlier, Joe, we got these people, you know, they're gender fluid. You got a man looking into a woman, and he's convinced that he sees a woman staring back at him. You know, so it's, we got people in there lying to themselves and looking for these answers within themselves because we're told to believe in ourselves and all this sort of stuff. And more people are lying to each other, and they're trying to replace what to believe in. They're trying to replace God with themselves to believe in, and it ain't working out good.
No, it's again, if everybody decides what morality is, if everybody is their own God of their own belief, what are there, 8 billion people on the planet? You've got 8 billion belief systems. You have 8 billion gods. You have 8 billion moral standards. It doesn't work. It can't work. Mm-hmm. You're at odds with yourself, for God's sakes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously. And now for years, look at, I think, is it Sweden and Finland? There's two countries that have now blocked the use of hormone blockers. Think about that. They have finally stepped up and said, no, and these are very progressive, what we would call in this country, left-leaning countries, right? Uh-huh. And they've gone, no, there's no studies, there's no proof. If you, but what we do know is if you block the hormones that make bones denser, you know, that work on your basic body systems, we find that these kids, or some of these young people who took hormone blockers, their bones are much more brittle. They break bones easier. They're not as healthy, some of the kids later on in life. Stop this. And what does the government do in the U.S.? Hey, let's go younger. So was your host. I want to get some of that dope so I can just be totally devoid of reality. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. Now, if you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Families are still reeling from a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday that left 19 children and two adults dead. Victor Escalon from the Texas Department of Public Safety provided an update outside the Robb Elementary School and said the investigation is still ongoing and it might take a while for them to get to the bottom of what really happened.
We want to know what happened. Recreate the scene. That takes days. That takes hours. That takes time. A lot of information.
Escalon says the suspect shot his grandmother in the face before driving to the school and killing everyone in a single classroom. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is pushing back against a call to arm teachers to prevent another massacre like the one that happened in Uvalde. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Don't you hope folks are placing them. 732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me and the time that he spends. And we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, and the, you know, I used to chew on my tongue saying all those together like that. But he's also the co-host of one of the best shows on that interweb place, Soul Food Radio, where you get full, you'll get full fast because it's solid, good food for you. Anyway. Zoe, always a pleasure.
Right on, man. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure being here.
You know, maybe I didn't ask you this question, but give me some of your thoughts on that, on the Texas shooting, and you know, really, if you saw the pictures of that young man, and I don't want to say you saw the evil in his face, but you did see the emptiness in his face.
Sure, sure. You know, it's you know, this kind of stuff is being conditioned into people. We have you know, between our school system, entertainment, news media, you got this constant inundating of making people victims. You're a victim, and you're justified in getting what you're owed, and there has to be a reckoning for all this stuff. Where we shall overcome, and all this sort of stuff, and there's racism, and there's this, and you just constantly poking the bear, man, just making people feel like they're victims who are owed something. And Democrats know what they're doing. This stuff is engineered, and when a person snaps, they can use that to say that, see, this is why we need more gun control laws. And all their gun control laws, and they've already made it political. I'm not even making this, I can't make it political. They've already done it.
Yep.
But the whole victim narrative in their whole agenda to promote diversity is just a sweet language to say that, no, we're actually trying to divide you. This is the divided states of America. There's no diversity. We're trying to divide you. And we're going to make this person look like he was bullied, you know, for being Hispanic or an immigrant or effeminate, you know, and we'll play on the sympathy votes of these people to get behind them and stand for transgenderism and feminism and the LGBT and fluidity and all that sort of stuff, and stand for immigration and all that sort of stuff. And that's what they're doing, Joe. It's they're evil flipping geniuses.
Oh, no question about it. They command the language. And
yeah,
they're the ones that change how things are said, what things. And matter of fact, even if you use the proper terminology, they change the meaning mid-sentence. just to get what it is they want to get, right? Just to make sure that their meaning gets pushed through. And if you ever notice when you're having a spirited discussion with one of them, and you'll interrupt them mid-sentence and say, yeah, but you forgot, what about this, and how come, and what do? They pick up right where they left off, like they didn't hear a word you said, or they're going to discount what you said by totally ignoring it.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. God bless.
Deep denial, man, and any perspective, they just pervert it. I just call them perverts. They're perverts. They pervert everything.
So you got, and then you got Mr. Oblamo out there again on the second anniversary of George Floyd's murder, and saying that he is trying to tie the two together. He's tying the school shooting, right, the innocence of those kids, with the innocence of George Floyd, and you're saying to yourself, that is practiced evil. He knows better. George Floyd, I mean, shouldn't have died the way he did. I'm willing to say that. But he was a criminal. He was a drug addict and a criminal. These kids were not drug addicts. They weren't criminals. They weren't doing anything wrong.
Man, Joe, I can appreciate lateral thinking. And I can appreciate seeing the relativeness and connecting the dots and seeing how this relates to that. But that is a flipping stretch, man. It's like, look, there ain't no amount of yoga that can make you that much of a contortionist that can bring you to make that kind of so-called moral equivalence. Man, that ain't, no. No.
No, but are they devoid of any kind of civility? I don't even know what to call it. Any kind of compassion to sit there and does he really sit there on the couch and go, wow, you know what? This is like how they killed George Floyd. I mean, seriously, I try to imagine how this comes about. That's how I try to tie it together.
Man, I'm telling you, that's cruel is what that is. I mean, when we get down to that, man, that's cruel to do. To make that kind of, it's cruel and it's perverted. It's like, man, seriously, how much do you have to pervert the truth to try to come up with that kind of so-called equivalence? It's like, nope. No Obama.
Nope. and then, another loon on the left, one that we all love to dislike, Bette Midler. Kind of like I said, will you just stop thinking and keep singing, right? Just shut up. Because I very much enjoy your voice. I enjoy your talent. Then you come up with stuff like this. I'm looking for my 8-tracks of yours to burn. You know what I'm saying? So, but she comes out and she says, hey, the NRA is having, we're going to have their convention in Houston. And so she says, we should all come out and we should protest that and make sure you bring your guns. Now, here's the difference between us and them. All right? I have no problem with her saying you should go out there and you should protest and you should yell and scream about, them pushing guns or whatever, whatever, whatever. But when she tells those people to bring guns, there's only one thing on her mind. All right? She's looking for trouble. Yeah. We would be okay with the protest, but we would never. I have to believe the people I know, NRA card-carrying people, would never show up with guns to hurt somebody else.
Right.
You know?
Man. Now I got that song stuck in my head. It's like, from a distance. And yeah, Bettler, stay.
I don't do the gooey songs. You're a gooey guy? Really?
Hey, I ain't no gooey. Anyway, but, she's been talking about from a distance. It's like, hey, Bet, you might want to keep your distance as far as that goes. You're asking to get the people who think like you, you're asking to get them killed. You want them to show up. Is that what she's proposing? That people who think like her show up to protest her rally and bring guns?
Yes. Yes, exactly. So she wants to protest guns by bringing guns.
Okay. Well, look, you draw your guns on these people, y'all gonna die. Come on. You gonna make me pull a Joe Biden? Come on, man. And the thing is, hey, like the Lord says, sell your cloak, buy a sword. The Lord is basically saying it's better for you to be butt naked than to not be armed. Okay, so make sure that you got your weapons. If you're responsible, you know how to use them. She's basically showing her true colors that all the violence is always done by people who think like them. It's always been them throughout American history. All these people who think like them.
You know, it's funny. I brought that one up before where Jesus talks about, you know, selling your cloak. And although we have to change that word because nobody knows what a cloak is anymore.
Of course they do. Harry Potter, man, he got the cloak of invisibility.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I didn't watch that movie. I'm not hip like you guys are. So, you know.
Sure.
But you know, it's just so funny. Again, they think that soft spoken, the love of Jesus. You know, he would never hurt anybody. I wonder if they really believe that Jesus like would step over a fly not to kill it or something like that. Right? I mean, this is how some of these people talk sometimes. And I'm watching it. You know my personality. It is so hard for me to stay away from some of these memes now they're putting up about Jesus. And you know, oh, if you hurt a child, right? It's better that you have a millstone. Wait, whoa. We didn't hurt the child. The NRA didn't hurt the child. The evil kid that you kept, that you kept from getting mental health, because you can't mention mental health, by the way, that you kept from getting mental health is the one that killed those 19 kids. So what do I? Whose neck should I put the millstone around first? Yours or your buddy standing next to you? Which one?
That's right. You know, and absolutely, man. And Jesus wouldn't hurt a fly. No, Jesus ate fish. Like, give me some of that fish. Give me some of that Passover lamb. I eat that too.
And he held the fish up to the Father and said, "Hey, thanks for this, right? Hey,
right,
I'm going to eat this thing."
Right, and don't tell me that Jesus wouldn't hurt a fly. Yes, he would, because he's got a mean stomp down coming for Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies. So you know Jesus don't like flies.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny. Some of these people who pick and choose. Over the years, they find a scripture or somebody gave them a scripture or something like that that they love to use. And you go, wait a minute. Did you ever read the part about the temple thing? You know, next to the temple, the merchant area, you know, that whole thing that went down there? Yeah, the guy wouldn't hurt a fly. Pretty violent for the moment there. You know what I'm saying? And then the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I mean, that was the equivalent to one of Trump's, you know, tweets. I don't know. So anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Don't be seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RIP-JOKE. 855-732-5560. Send me an email, okay? You can call, but you can send me an email, too, if you have a question. You want to talk about something, maybe a topic or an offer or someone that you want me to bring on. Always a pleased to have you listen in and ask questions. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me, too. And look at Zoe. Before we get rolling here, tell people to pick, you know, I always say the same thing. Why would you want to buy music from these people that, you know, that are objectifying your kids, objectifying your girls, okay, that only teach them how to do pelvic thrusts before they teach them how to actually pray, and they're talking about stuff that, man, I'm embarrassed to sit there with my daughter and listen to, as opposed to having somebody like Zoe, you know, giving your money to him to buy his music and his wares where he's glorifying God with it. Explain that to me. So we're going to get your stuff. Yeah.
Thanks, man. We're at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and my music project is Sledge X, I'm really trying to make music productions for my generation, you know, Generation X. So, you know, if you miss those songs that were made like between 65 in 70 and then built into the 80s and built into the 90s. Because the 90s was like the last generation of classics. You know, after that, there's no more classic. Everything is just
really?
Cookie cut. It's just cookie cut nastiness, right? And but if people like the more, you know, pop stuff, you know, I also do music. I've done an album with Ava Astin if people want to check out some indie pop, you know, kind of music. So, yeah, they don't have to give their music to, like, these, you know, either godless, American-hating, you know, depressed, you know, bipolar, you know, feminist or whichever. You know, come check us out.
Yeah, hit them all, didn't you? Didn't miss any of them. Yeah, you know, it's funny, I joke about it, but I'm sure our parents and their parents joked about it too, but truly, when you listen to the words of the songs over the years, I mean, the classics come out of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I'm sorry, I'm not with you in the 80s. Do not try to sell me 80s music, okay?
Well, okay, no, the 80s mainstream, I don't know what happened there. But 80s underground that became like more mainstream in the 90s. And don't get me wrong, the themes that were the themes that were in the music back then, not kosher. I'm just talking about the style of music. But the music that happened then, up until 2000, that was like the last generation of classic. You know, people are still going to be playing Nirvana probably like, you know, another 40 years. You know, but what happened after that, it's like these are just people that, you know, okay, they did something vulgar, and who's next? You know?
But who was that? Well, I'm sorry, it's not 50 Cent for you white folks. It's 50 Cent. And,
50 Cent.
Right? Yeah, right. I mean, you know, here's a guy talking some real nasty stuff, and somehow this is music, right? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't remember ours being back in the 60s and 70s. I joked that the 70s music was all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but it wasn't about beating your mother and beating women and, you know, some other pretty nasty stuff. Look, you're looking at me kind of weird.
Actually, there was The Doors. Jim Morrison did have things like
that. Well, yeah, but Jimmy was on a different plateau, if you would.
Wasn't he, though?
Do you remember this song from your day? Songs like this came out of the 80s. They were just wonderful. Right. And you want me to take the 80s seriously, right? Okay. At least we had songs like Rama-Lama Ding Dong and
oh, yeah.
Itty Weeny Something Bikini or something like that.
We'll just make up consonants as we go. You can mean whatever you want.
What was that? Bing Bang, Walla Walla Bing Bang or something like that?
Yeah.
Meaningful songs. Anyway, all right. So you talking about Sledge X before. First thing that came to mind was, you know, are you stealing pieces from Sledge X? I mean, Sister Sledge? I didn't know. I'm just curious.
Mm. Might have to do a Sister Sledge cover, you know.
There you go.
Like that.
Perfect. There you go. For Sledge
hard
X.
Rock version.
All right. So yes. we were making, I was making comment about the Catholics and the Catholic bishop that stood up. And against Nancy Pelosi recently, and you and I were talking about this last week, but some other clips have surfaced from him since you saw what happened. You saw what happened with Whoopi Goldberg. She lost her mind on The View over this guy. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So
what's left of
you
her
have,
mind?
You have no business telling people what Scripture's all about. Like, really?
Okay, wow. Sure,
no problem. So. Anyway, but he there's a clip of him a couple of years ago, back before, you know, Biden got elected, and I guess there was a stir going on in the church or what have you, and people were excited, and he says, look, first of all, we're not supposed to get political, it's not a political thing, and he goes through this whole diatribe, and he says, however, as Christians or as Catholics, how can you possibly want to vote, be excited about voting for someone who potentially could become president, who would advocate for the killing of babies in the womb? He says this from the pulpit. And so I said to you, we're our pastors. Why aren't our pastors saying these things? Why does it take a Catholic archbishop, Catholic priest, whatever, to actually lay the truth down?
Yeah, well, here comes Nancy Pelosi saying, I don't care. He's not going to let me have my crackers anymore. And I want my crackers. And I want some of that wine so I can dip my crackers in it.
Well, I'm going to say, yeah, they taste better with vodka. Go ahead.
I want my vodka. I want my vodka and biscotti communion crackers. And you know what? I don't agree with him with his ex cathedra speaking. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with his interpretation of scripture. I don't agree with it. Anybody can say that about any religion. I don't agree with your interpretation of scripture. So, you know, now as far as Whoopi Goldberg goes, man, okay, she gonna sit up there and say, it's not your job. Whoopi, okay, here's the deal. It actually is his job because in Catholicism, right, and I don't have a dog in this hunt, in this race, but in Catholicism, they have their assumed ecumenical authority, and they understand that they are submitted to the spiritual council of their Catholic hierarchy. So he is an archbishop, which gives him the authority according to their doctrine. So he actually does have the job of saying, yeah, you are not living up to the tenets of this religion that you subscribe to, and you've placed yourself under authority in this hierarchy of this system. Yeah, Whoopi, it kind of is his job.
It goes back to what you and I have talked about before, is that they don't have a real belief in a higher being of any kind. They are the higher being. So they don't really understand, quote-unquote, religion. We'll use that generic term for the moment. So they don't understand people who do answer to a, quote-unquote, higher power. You know, for you and I, it's God is the creator of the universe, right? And so us having a real relationship or understanding the scripture is truth, the scripture is the end-all, be-all, they don't get that at all, right? Scripture for them is a yellow light. I can slow down, I can speed up, I can do whatever. There's no real meaning to it. And so they kind of poo-poo us. You know, they're smarter than we are, as you know. So they poo-poo us for thinking like that. And by the way, I heard that Nancy once got really mad at the Catholic priest because she wanted to know how come he got wine and all she had was his grape juice. She thought she would get wine in that little cup, and it didn't work out that way. So,
how dare you? How dare you?
This is grape juice. How dare you?
I didn't want a Capri Sun. I don't want a fruit box or a juice box. I want the real deal.
But that is very prominent in Hollywood and in academia, where they think they know better. They know absolutely nothing about your religion. They know nothing about your belief system. They know nothing about your Jesus. But they're going to tell you what Jesus would do and how he would act, right?
I saw somebody left a comment and said, of course Whoopi Goldberg knows a lot about Catholicism. She played a nun in Sister Act, so she's an expert.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw the nun she played. That's the ones I remember. Let me tell you what. The ones I remember had a yardstick, open-toed shoes, and were not happy people. As I start to put this, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy guy, but as I start to put this together from different areas in society, the religion thing is just amazing because the reality is true. We give these people a lot of credit, right? I mean, we look up to, not you and I, but the generic we looks up to celebrities. They must be smart. They look up to these people thinking that they're the end-all, be-all when it comes to life's answers. And they're not by any stretch of the imagination. Whoopi didn't die for me and come back. Thank God she didn't come. Yeah, you know, hopefully she won't come back. I mean,
haunt you, right? Every day be Halloween.
You see ghosts? I mean, seriously, I can't imagine. Anyway.
I don't want to think about that pottery scene.
You know. Well, you won't eat dinner. You'll be better off that way.
That movie by accident. It was an accident that I saw that movie.
In all seriousness, though, really, it's almost like every aspect of moral values, every aspect of life, every aspect of family foundation, they are chipping away at there in Hollywood. You got about 30 seconds. Go for it.
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's an industry of make-believe. It is an industry of smoke and mirrors. And it's like I've long said, these people don't know when to clock out. But that's their wheelhouse. That's where they are.
That's a good way
imagination
to put it.
Land.
Yep. No, it's crazy. All right. Wish I had more time. Always a pleasure. Where can they find you? Quick.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Come and visit.
Or Google Sledge X. Not Sister Sledge. Sledge X. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.